in the so-called reconstruction.
That's a difficult association,
yeah,
like, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, you don't want that.
The Democratic Party actually stood for the Reconstruction days for the Klan.
Because, you see, they, as I've read a little bit, I don't think of the name of the writer. Sure, they, for just a very few years, the Negroes were allowed to vote, you see. And there were so many Negroes and what they call carpetbaggers, which was a word to me, in school even. No, it was a bad, bad word.
You were conscious of
that? Yeah, that the carpetbagger was a bad, yeah, exactly. Then they evidently, when they formed the Ku Klux Klan to prevent the Negroes from voting. Any rights. You remember that?
Incidentally, I don't see too many Negroes in this community, but there are quite a few in Stamps, aren't there?
There are quite a few here, too. I think a lot of Negroes have left. I think that when I grew up, it was between a third and a half. But many of the Negroes now, the blacks have moved to California and different places, but they're still, it's still in a segregated part of town. It's still, I heard a black man the other day referred to it as the quarters. And now I never, we all used to call it, or if you were taught to be polite, like I was, you call it Colored Town, but my Aunt Snow would call it Nigger Town. Mm-hmm. And it's still, you don't, they have bought, there's some government program, people have caught a certain limited income that build houses with, they build them with practically no interest, I think, and they're subsidized, you know. So there are some nice, thank goodness, finally, some nice modern rambler with some with air conditioning, good kitchens, for Negroes. It, you see, in this area, but only in this town, I found that, not in this area, but in this town, it's only the Negroes, the blacks, who have the houses. Because to have a house, it's a caste, you know, still a caste system to have one of those houses here. Mm-hmm. Now, even in the adjoining county in Magnolia, that's not true, and I understand it's not even true in Stamps. That's what you said.
I see. Well, it's just a very rough impression.
Yeah.
But it seems that there is, if not a good deal of mixing, at least you see whites and blacks around a good deal. I must say, I just haven't seen blacks here.
Well, the only place you'll see blacks in up around the courthouse, and you'll see them in the grocery stores. In the grocery store, there's one that almost all the town is almost owned by one family. Lester's, they have a Lester Mercantile and a Lester grocery store and a Lester hardware store, and now they put in a restaurant, and they evidently found the drugstore wasn't profitable because two other people have the drugstores now, but the sign, Lester Drugstore, is still there. Mm-hmm. They made their money in my father's generation, in lumber. Oh. In lumber, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the courthouse, I've been there a couple times now.
The courthouse, unfortunately, is not the new, not the old courthouse. They tore down the old courthouse. Yeah, which is a shame, because it was a nice, ugly old courthouse,
red courthouse. That was in the old Louisville. This was